Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. Look at this shirt, hasn't been worn for about 10 years. There we go. Alright, so this is about Sir Keir Starmer, currently Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, but not for much longer. So in the wake of terrible election results for the Labour Party in Scotland and Wales and England, he's going to have to go, and increasingly people in the cabinet are trying to give him the old heave-ho. Now, they haven't had the courage of their convictions. It looked like, you know, July 2022, when Boris Johnson was forced out, a lot of cabinet ministers resigning, him trying to appoint other people and them saying no, and the people were resigning fast and he could fill the positions. So they haven't done that. They haven't sort of worked it out, and they don't have any balls to do this. Catherine West, an obscure Labour backbencher, I think she once held a junior ministerial post, and she was saying, well, if the big beasts don't come out and challenge him, I will by the end of Monday. And she hasn't. It's Tuesday now. But 80 Labour MPs told Sir Keir Starmer he's got to go. That's 20% of the Labour parliamentary party. So it doesn't mean all the 80% are on his side. Some are still on his side. Others are neutral. Not many have come out swinging. Bridget Phillips, one of the few who did. But, you know, there are many, many things before this election. Partly the appointment of Peter Mandelson's ambassador to the United States, the constant lying about it, and they're all guilty. This is this collective ministerial responsibility. The whole Labour cabinet is tarred with this. Whether, like, Wes Streeting or someone could come in, or Andrew Rain say, oh, well, not me. So you were in the cabinet when it was done, okay? You're responsible too. You could have resigned. You could have helped get rid of Starmer months ago, and you didn't. So I'm afraid you are just as guilty as he is. Starmer is trying to cling on by his fingernails, but how does it get better? I mean, if he stays, he's going to be dragging Labour down for as long as he's there. Lead Labour into the next election. Don't make me laugh. He scarcely led it into this one. It was almost went in February. And then staying out of the Iran war, that briefly gave him a bounce, but that's gone. Even Trump is trying to end the Iran war now. It's slightly old news. So it's difficult to think anything he's succeeded on. And even those Labour politicians who wrote an open letter, Trump persuaded him to step aside. They tried to laud him, say, well, you know, you have many attainments. You brought in this Workers' Rights Act or something like that, which is going to put unemployment even higher and makes it life virtually impossible for employers. And all these people with so-called psychological disorders or whatever, you don't want to employ them because they can sue you to kingdom come because of this. And just making life impossible, taking all the fun out of the workplace. You can't have a Christmas party. If someone tries to kiss somebody else under the mistletoe, that's it. You're going bankrupt. But back to the question. So Starmer, he can't hang on much longer. I mean, actually, surprise is still there. What he'll do is he'll tender his resignation as leader of the Labour Party. Obviously, to stay on in a caretaker capacity until such time as a replacement is chosen, and therefore Prime Minister. Now, that could be as long as October, but to make the announcement now, because every time a by-election comes up, people will vote whoever's best seated to defeat Labour because they hate Starmer, to send a message to kick out Starmer. But if he announced, I'm going, all right, that motivation is gone. And by delaying it till after the Labour conference in September, that would give a chance for the leadership contenders to address the conference. Moreover, allows an opportunity for Andy Burnham to come back in as an MP, and then him to have a shot at it. Angela Rayner, for her tax affairs to be settled one way or other, because obviously the Burnham camp and the Rayner camp don't want Starmer to go too soon, which is why they saved him in February. Wes Streeting, and what a slimy, spineless stoat he is. He could have been his by now, but he didn't have the gumption to go for it. You know, he didn't have the courage, his convictions. If he had a little bit of bravery, forced Starmer out, and maybe he could have got it, because there are not many other credible contenders. Ed Miliband, who failed as Labour leader years ago, defeated in 2015. Why would you bring him back now? People talk about Al Khan, who's been an MP for 2 years. He's at least a bit of a curveball. At least he had a career outside politics. You know, he was a Royal Marines officer. Burnham's never worked outside politics. Wes Streeting's never worked outside politics. I mean, Angela Rayner, okay, she has worked in a care home or something like that. And Shabana Mahmood, a barrister, I have some respect for her. People are not even talking about Liz Kendall, one of the few Labour MPs I've got time for. Yvette Cooper and David Lammy, despite holding major positions, they're not even talked about. So that's why Starmer, he can't stay on much longer. And just how enfeebled he is, he's lost all authority and gave this dreadful droning speech, completely uninspiring as he usually is, about why he ought to be allowed to stay. It's simply reheating policies which had already been existed, already been announced. The other thing is Anna Sarwar. If he stands down as leader of the Scottish Labour Party, at the moment he's saying he won't, then the logic that Starmer has also got to stand down will be even stronger. Okay, governments lose elections sometimes. I mean, not general elections, and they're no longer the government, but they lose by-elections, they lose local elections, but not this badly. And like everything's gone wrong for Starmer almost completely since he took over 2 years ago. So yeah, he can announce his resignation in May, stay on for another 4 or 5 months till October, and then it might be less than 2 years to the next general election. Yeah, some would say, well, we don't want it too early because then we'd be dragged down. The new leader will have a bit of a honeymoon. One thing there won't be, whoever the new prime minister is, they won't call a snap election. Why would you as Labour when, you know, if you're 20 points behind in the opinion polls? There's no constitutional reason why they should. And there have been many times the prime minister's changed and not elections not be called. James Callaghan in 1976, or John Major in 1990, or even Gordon Brown in 2007, or... let's say Theresa May didn't. I mean, she called one 6 months later, but that's not really just because she became PM. Boris Johnson initially resisted doing so, despite having denounced Gordon Brown for not doing so. Liz Truss didn't do so. Rishi Sunak didn't do so. So the constitutional convention is crystal clear. There's absolutely no need to call an early election if a new prime minister comes in. A prime minister may choose to do so to request that the king dissolve parliament, triggering a general election, but it's improbable. Okay, so we shall see. Yeah, I mean, at the moment, it looks like Wes Streeting, because he's the only one with a clear run at it. So what a fool he is not to go with it. But a lot of people loathe him. Starmer doesn't particularly like him. Starmer wanted to keep Burnham out when Starmer thought his premiership could go on for a few years. Now it's clear that's not the case. Starmer might be motivated, well, let's give Burnham a chance to come back as an MP. Had we done that, we would have won that Gorton by-election. Then that will also stop Wes Streeting. Wes Streeting is seen on the right of the party. I mean, economically, he's not mental, at least. But he may well lose his seat as an MP if he's prime minister. There in Ilford South, you know, he won by about 500 votes. Goodness, what do you think? What would be a wiser strategy for Labour? I mean, Starmer's authority is clearly gone. And the longer he stays there, the more unpopular Labour's going to get. Because they're looking at not just losing the next general election, but being smashed, reduced to single figures. As in terms of number of MPs, back to where they were before the First World War. You know, they're looking at like their worst defeat for 120 years. I don't think it'll be quite that bad. I think they'll be in the double figures. It might be 90 MPs. And obviously it's somewhat rash to speculate so far out from a general election. It could be like over 3 years away. What say you? Sir Keir Starmer, should he resign in the national interest for the benefit of the Labour Party? Of course, you know, the opposition parties, in a sense, they'd like to keep him there because he's dragging Labour down so much. The Conservative Party is also disarray. I mean, I think the media's forgotten about that because the spotlight is so much on Labour failure, whereas the Conservative recovery isn't. All right. Thanks very much for my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't forget to PayPal, George Cullen, 700@gmail.com. Goodbye.